This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. America's top diplomat is heading back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Karen Thomas now reports on attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
we also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine said Thursday its air force struck two Russian military targets in occupied Crimea, including a command post in Sevastopol, the peninsula's largest city. Ukraine has recently enhanced its attacks on Crimea in hopes of forcing Russian fleets to retreat. This is